Hey Mitch, how's the health going? How have you pulled up?
Yeah, my body's been fantastic. Obviously, it's been a little tricky dealing with COVID, and the group's been hit pretty hard by it. So I think, we're only kind of just starting to face the challenges now.
We hear all the time that it hits everyone differently. How did it hit you? How did you, what sort of challenges did you have in the 6 or 7 days that we had to be in quarantine?
Yeah, it affected me probably not that much. I was probably one of the lucky ones that didn't get COVID. I'm not sure if that was my booster or not that helped. But yeah, I think it's been really handy for me, obviously coming back from injury, to be allowed out and train and get a lot of reps under my body and in my legs. So it's been fantastic.
So you're one of the two. Okay. So you had the mask on for a fair portion of things because you haven't been able to train. Like, do you think that in retrospect, not being around the group as much probably helped you a fair bit?
Yeah, obviously, it's been very challenging, I think, to say the least. But we wear masks pretty much all the time as soon as we step foot out of our room, and even when we are around each other. So it has been challenging, but we stick, by our protocols and our rules that we put amongst each other, and we think that's kind of helping at the moment.
So how beneficial has it been then for you having so much time off, not having to worry about sitting in your room doing nothing and being able to build some fitness again?
It's been important. I've really used this time to, get a lot of reps in my legs. We've had a number of coaches that have been able to be there with me, and the sessions kind of have been based around what I ideally need to get back to where I want to be, and help this group win. So it has been fantastic in terms of that. Obviously, on the flip side, you don't want to see any of your teammates go through some of the things they did, but we're coming out the other side of it now.
Was it weird being one of only a couple of people who was allowed to be around the place? Like, you wouldn't have had too many mates to hang out with.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of time to myself, even though I was allowed to be out and about, and I come up with great ideas like this with this facial hair. But no, it's been good. Obviously, you try and help out the guys as much as you can, with obviously sticking in by the rules and restrictions we got in play, and just picking up little things like click and collect and things like that, to help guys survive and get through this difficult period.
And you're pretty much the halfway point of being interstate now. If you come back when the borders are meant to open, does it feel like a bit of a milestone now where you're over the hump effectively and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, it's been a tricky one. Obviously, when you're away from home, you'd like to be playing games. We haven't been able to do that. We haven't really been able to train. So I guess there's different ways you can look at it. You can sit around and make excuses and think that this time's really dragged out, and I'm sure it has for our families who are back home in Perth. But for us, we're here for one goal, and that's to continue to grow as a group and move forward and tick boxes as we can. And as we've seen over the last couple of years, the teams that deal with everything thrown their way, COVID included, if the teams that do deal with that the best, come out on top or close to it. So we're just kind of rolling with the punches.
Mitch, you talked about not being able to play games. I think by the time you guys actually take the court, is it next Wednesday? It'll be sort of 20 days between matches. How do you, and considering a lot of you can't train, how do you even prepare for a match in these circumstances?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of video sessions in the afternoons. I think that's kind of been something that a lot of guys can kind of circle on their calendar and look forward to. A lot of that stuff's kind of what things we need to improve on, things we've been working on, things we've been doing well. So the video sessions have been a little bit longer than normal, but I think it's something that guys have kind of been looking forward to, and it's just another avenue that we can try and learn from.
Is there any worry amongst the group that this break between games and the inability to train is going to affect your loading? So, I know that the Perth Glory W players, they're worried that they had 3 weeks off, then played a couple of games, got some injuries. Is that a concern for you guys as well, that you won't be able to, that you lose a bit of conditioning?
I mean, anytime you're not playing basketball or get told you got to stay in a room for 7 days, you're concerned about your conditioning. But we have a lot of faith in the support staff we have here in Perth, and I believe it's some of the best in the league. So we put all our faith in them and know that they'll take good care of us.
How have you dealt with the constantly changing fixtures personally? When you, every time the game gets rescheduled, we get a bit closer and it gets pushed back again. How have you dealt with that?
Yeah, it's obviously challenging. You know, we do a lot of scout. The coaches put a lot of time and effort into, you know, different schemes and things like that we're going to face. So to be honest, it's kind of, you just got to roll up and see what's going to happen. We put a lot of faith. Again, I feel like I use that word a lot, but we trust our coaching staff, support staff that, you know, we're going to have plans in place, one, to help us prepare, and two, you know, if things go upside down and we face a different team in a couple of days, we're going to be all sweet.
You guys actually have any training locked in ahead of the game next week? When is the majority of players allowed out and able to actually mingle?
I believe we've got two sessions before we jump on the plane and head to Adelaide. So it'll be good to obviously see and get to train with another couple of bodies, which would be nice.
Mitch, good to hear that you're one of the lucky few. In terms of obviously yourself coming off the knee, and how do you get intensity in training though when there's just the two of you and obviously Scott there as well?
Yeah, it's actually quite easy. When you have a number of coaches like that, the amount of reps you get between you and another player, there's quite a lot. So there's not a lot of time to rest in between each rep or set. And I think that's kind of been handy for me and also the other player as well to just get that conditioning going and get a good rhythm for the game. So in terms of obviously getting up and down and playing against five guys, you know, that's obviously been put on hold for a little bit, but the one-on-one individual kind of aspect has kind of really helped my fitness.
So you're ready to go come the start of next week with games. What about the rest of the team though? I guess, is it sort of a bit of the unknown going into games next week of just how fit and how you guys will last that full 40 minutes?
I think so. And I think we've kind of witnessed that from the games that have happened already this round. You know, we've noticed some teams have kind of shortened their, you know, minutes on the floor in terms of stints and things like that. So I'm not sure if that's an avenue we're going to go down. That's all well above my head. So all I know is obviously it's affected guys differently, and we've kind of all put a plan together depending on who you are and what symptoms and everything you've had. So each kind of, it's a bit of a case-by-case scenario right now.
So you obviously play a majority of minutes anyway, as it is obviously coming back from injury on sort of management minutes. But do you then go to Scott and say, hey, look, because I've had this sort of another training block, I'm ready and available to play as much as possible to try and also help your other teammates get through it?
No, that's a conversation I haven't had. I'm sure the support staff and everything like that will take care of that. Just when my name's called and number's called, that's when I'll be ready to go.
And in terms of the season at large, obviously 5-1, top of the table and building some really nice momentum. How do you, I guess, get that back with not obviously just the break, but obviously the conditioning as well? How do you go about building that again?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's quite, you know, simple. It's cliche as it is, it's one game at a time for us, and we believe, you know, we're still bringing new guys in and you know, I'm still trying to fit into the pieces that we have, only playing one game so far. So we constantly feel like we're trying to add guys and bring guys up to speed. So for us, we're still learning, and I'm glad it's a journey that we're able to experience with wins along the way. So we hope that doesn't stop anytime soon.
And just one final one from me. Obviously, Scott sort of alluded to it when he first went, saying that we sort of almost expect our playing group, it's inevitable that we're going to get hit by COVID. In terms of him, though, he's obviously avoided it. Same with you. Do you still feel like COVID is going to get you at some stage? And if it does, how do you go about trying to replace someone like Scott, the coach?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if I do happen to get COVID down the track, it's obviously going to cost myself a lot of, or you know, a couple of games, because we will have enough guys to power on. So, and same thing for Scott. You know, it's going to be difficult to replace a head coach. You know, his knowledge and the way he gets the group up and about is going to be tough to replace. So I think those things, that's why we here at this club have kind of put in, you know, certain protocols and, you know, things around the group to try and save us from going through that. You know, we had them in place beforehand, but again, you know, we knew it was probably going to get us at some stage. So yeah, it's very tricky and it's something that we're going to be cautious about.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Mitch, have you got any idea as to when everyone is expected to be out of quarantine? When we have your full contingent available that's been, you know, obviously diagnosed with COVID?
I'm not exactly sure about everyone. I know we'll have a fair chunk probably ready to go for the next 2 days, I believe, of training. And then we jump on a plane and head to Adelaide.
And just as far as your leadership role, I mean, you never really know what symptoms you're going to get with COVID and how it's sort of going to play out. How have the guys been managing that? I can imagine it being, I guess, quite scary also being away from home and having those conversations with them.
Yeah, it's been difficult. Obviously, you know, the other teams that have been hit with COVID have been at home. So for us, it's kind of magnified a little bit, I guess, by being on the road, being in a you know, little hotel kind of room by yourself for 7 days can definitely get lonely. So for us, it's kind of been, you know, trying to keep the guys up and about. And it seems like just about everyone on this road trip has a gaming console of some sort. So that's kind of helped us all get through. So yeah, it's been a bit of fun. But yeah, I know a lot of the guys are glad to be out.
And then, you know, you were just talking about the mustache that's going on as Nat Fyfe. Have you seen his look? Has that inspired you perhaps?
I haven't actually, but I'm hoping to inspire a couple of other boys and we might see who I can get.
Just finally on the 36ers as well. I mean, what's been your take on their season? And is it just going to be, I mean, it's so hard to kind of look at it given that you just don't know who's really going to line up for yourselves and also them.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, obviously they're kind of going through a bit as well and have done in the weeks prior. So, yeah, it's challenging. Obviously, they had a really good preseason. They're extremely talented and got a lot of depth across the board. So, for us, it's going to be kind of back to our game plan and trying to stick by that as best we can and put ourselves in a good position down the stretch.
Have you had to be pretty strict as far as just allowing the guys to kind of recover? I know, sort of being an athlete, that sometimes you feel as though putting in sort of the hard yards, even when you are a little bit unwell, can sometimes be the thing that you sort of do, but might not necessarily be the best for you in the long run. What's sort of been the criteria for those that have been in quarantine?
Yeah, I guess it's just symptom based really. And a lot of guys have kind of been, you know, great at putting their hand up straight away and either saying they're not feeling great. You know, they got a bit of a fever or something like that. So it really is individual based and scenario kind of changes depending on who you are. And I think everyone's done a really good job of obviously recognizing that straight away because you don't want it to linger around and infect the group. Unfortunately, it did. But yeah, it's something that this group's done really well.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, can I just follow up on that? And you probably can't give away too much, Mitch, but what has the range of symptoms been for some of the guys, if you're able to comment on it? Have there been guys who have had serious illness or has it been pretty mild?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of ranged from like body aches, sore throats, fevers and things like that. So, yeah, I think the support staff have done a great job of obviously being able to try and supply guys with things that will help kind of limit their either pain or stress or whatever it is, just to help them get some sleep. So it has been challenging and the manager and everyone involved has been running around like crazy to try and help us get through this crazy time. But thankfully we're almost